live bot, or the camera up here says, or the iPad says that we're live on Facebook, I believe.
Okay.
So we should be good to go. Okay.
Yep. Good evening, everyone. I call to order the Madison Plains Board of Education meeting. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Ms. Reinscheld?
Here.
Mr. Stonerock?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Okay. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Okay. Due to the impractical nature of having public participation during the COVID-19 global pandemic, the Madison Plains Local School District Board of Education is suspending our public participation policy during this health crisis. Please know that members of the school district community who have questions, comments, or concerns may still direct those to the appropriate staff members, the appropriate administrators, and board members. All contact information is available on our district's website. So with that, we will proceed to board work session. I don't think we have anything for that. Anybody have anything? No. We will proceed to approval of board minutes.
Madam President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the treasurer, the minutes of the March 17th, 2020 meeting be approved as written.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinscheld?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Moving on to student recognition, we don't have any for that.
No, we don't.
And nothing for employee recognition.
No, we don't. Thank you.
Okay. Department reports, Mr. Eisler?
Madam President, we do not have any department reports this evening.
Okay. We will move on to the treasurer's report. Mr. Mustaine?
Thank you, Madam President. I believe you can see my screen. I will just share the spending plan and let you know that we are well within budget for our expenditures and our revenues. We are currently 17% ahead this point in time last year on our revenues. We are 1.2% higher than our expenditures were this time last year. So with raises and everything given to everybody this contract year, we are below what we should be probably at the same point in time last year. We've kept our expenditures relatively flat. We've done that all year, and that's a good thing to move into next year with. Our cash position right now at the end of March, we had $3,041,398 in the bank to end March, and we are well on track. Actually, we are above just above our estimate for March. So we are right where we need to be. With that, I have nothing more in my report unless anybody were to have any questions. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam President,
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial items H3.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Ms. Reinscheid?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Very good. We'll move to superintendent's committee reports.
Madam President, we do not have any committee reports this evening.
Okay, so we'll move on to superintendent's report then.
Thank you. Obviously, this week, the governor and the Ohio Department of Health director issued an order that will keep our physical buildings closed. School is still ongoing, but our physical buildings will be closed, we learned this week, through the rest of the school year. So we are continuing with distance learning. Our teachers are engaging our students online, and they are also sending materials home to those students who do not have web access. And we are aware that some students don't have web access because of a lack of Wi-Fi access, and some do not have web access due to the lack of a device. So we are sending paper assignments home for those students so that they can continue their learning as well. Our teachers are working to stay in touch with our students through online meetings and also through phone calls and through email as well. And they are working to try to stay in touch with our parents too. Our parents are encouraged, if they need to check on student assignments, they're encouraged to web in or log into their students' Google Classroom accounts or Class Dojo and things of that nature so that they can find out what is going on there as well. We continue to distribute food to those who are in need. The first week we did this was the week of March 25th. We distributed 232 bags of food to students that week. The second week was Wednesday, April 1st. We distributed 278 bags that week. On Wednesday, April 8th, which was the third week, we distributed 343 bags of food. And last week, we distributed, our numbers were down a little bit to 238. We are thinking that maybe because it was pretty chilly out last week on Wednesday, that maybe folks didn't come out. But we have been able to do that. Each bag of food is supposed to have five breakfasts and five lunches. So we are trying to approximate what students would have received had they been in school. So we are going to continue with that. Earlier this evening, I had sent a school messenger call out to the community and reminded them of that, and also reminded our students who are working on paper assignments that if they can, they need to turn as much as they can in as soon as they can, because our teachers will not be able to grade everything at the last minute. So this is a partnership, and we need our students to do their part and get that work turned in as they are completing it. The best place to do that is at the 7 food distribution locations, because for a lot of students, those 7 food distribution locations are closer to their homes than the school is. But if they would like to come to the school, they can turn assignments in from 10 a.m. until noon on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Ms. Berger and Mr. Miller will have boxes outside of the main office doors on both sides of campus to collect assignments during those hours. So again, from 10 to noon on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. With the governor's order, our updated order, we are also working to get our plans for the end of the year activities finalized and polished and ready for rollout. We are hoping to do some form, and the key word here is hoping, to do some form of in-person commencement in July. We know school districts are looking at July because the thought is that at that point in time, hopefully the pandemic numbers will be down and we might be able to get people in a larger number of people in a room, larger than 10, in a room, hopefully. We are also looking at a virtual commencement in May in case the July commencement does not work out. So we are working to iron out details for that as well. And then for our Scholastic Banquet, we are looking to do that virtually as well. Once we have information together for that, we will work to share that. So that is kind of where we are at this point in time with the current health crisis. And just as you mentioned before, Mrs. Zanikas, parents and students who have questions are encouraged to contact their teachers. If for some reason they can't get a hold of their teacher, then contact their principals, and then obviously central office administrators, and then finally, if they have two, board members. We are open for business, and we are moving. We are working to move forward.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next is policy and governance.
And Madam President, I do not have anything for that category this evening.
Okay, then we will move to business.
All right. With regard to business items, there are three items there for your consideration. The first is the updated school calendar for the 2020-21 school year. There is no difference there for students or parents. We are simply adding Summer Academy for our teachers and then moving the date of our new teacher orientation. Originally, when we published the calendar, we had new teacher orientation on Friday. We're moving it to Wednesday. And so that is the only change there. It's only for our staff, and they are accustomed to that. That's how we've operated the last few years. The second item that is there for your consideration this evening are the new Madison Plains Local School District graduation seals. The state of Ohio updated their graduation requirements for high school students in the summer of 2019. As part of those updated requirements, the state is implementing 12, what they're referring to as graduation seals. And these seals, students need to have two of them to be able to graduate. One has to be one of the state-defined seals. Two of them can be state-defined seals, but at least one has to be one of the state-defined seals, and then one can be one of the locally defined seals. The state of Ohio allowed the local school districts to define those three locally defined seals, and so our staff has worked to do that, and those are before you this evening. And Mr. Mustang, I don't know if you're able to scroll down there towards the bottom. Thank you, sir. The community service seal, we are asking our students, for students who want to get that seal, we are asking our students to get 30 or more hours in a sustained community service experience or project outside of school hours. This is in addition to the 20 school hours that are required for the graduation requirement. For the fine and performing arts seal, we are asking our students to demonstrate skill in the fine and performing arts by earning 3 or more fine arts credits and achieving at least one of the following: earn a cumulative grade point average of 3.0 or higher in all fine arts courses, or participate in 3 or more adjudicated performances, art shows, contests, or drama club productions. That's for the fine and performing arts seal. And then for the student engagement seal, we are asking our students who participate in extracurricular activities, such as athletics, clubs, or student government, to participate in a meaningful extent by completing at least one of the following: actively participate as an athlete in at least 3 seasons of the same school sport, actively participate in 3 seasons of school athletics as a team manager, statistician, or videographer, or actively participate in 3 seasons or years of a school club or organization, or actively participate in a combination of 4 seasons or years of the above activities. And then the coach or the advisor will determine what active participation is. But those are the locally developed seals that we have developed here at Madison Plains Local School District. So that is where that particular piece of documentation is at. And then finally, the last item in the business section for the board's consideration this evening are our list of seniors who are working diligently to make sure that everything is completed for their graduation requirements. And so those names are before you this evening as students who could be eligible to graduate for your approval.
Okay, so Madam President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L4.
I second that.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinscheid?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, we will move to personnel.
And just a few items for your consideration there. The first is a correction to a motion regarding the employment of one of our bus drivers. And then it is with sadness that I submit to the board and ask for your approval. But we sadly accept the resignation of our high school guidance counselor, one of our high school guidance counselors, Mrs. Lauren Collis. We are sad to see her leave. And then we are also sad to see leave Mrs. Pam Kelly, who has been a longtime secretary in the district, and she is at Madison Plains High School. And so we are sad to see both of them go. But those are the personnel items I have this evening.
Madam President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M4.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Ms. Reinscheid?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
And Madam President?
Yes?
If I may, yes. I would just also, I know I said that we're seeing those two ladies leave. I also would just like to publicly thank them for their service as well. It has been greatly appreciated. So just wanted to mention that too.
Thank you. Donations? No donations this month?
No.
And we don't have anything new?
No, ma'am.
So we will move to executive session. We do have one this evening. So I make the motion to enter into executive session at 7:17 p.m. for the purpose of the following items allowed under the Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, compensation of a public employee, and the employment or dismissal of an employee. We will not have, no action will be taken after the executive session. And our next meeting will be held May 19th at 7 p.m. We need somebody to second the motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Ms. Reinscheid?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're in executive session.
Okay. I will take the iPad out into the hallway, and then I will bring it back for us to close the meeting. Okay. And the Hangout tells me that it's recording too. Okay, so I'm going to go live on Facebook. The iPad is telling me we're live on Facebook.
Okay. So executive session ended at 7:38 p.m.
President, I make a motion that the board adjourn at 7:39 p.m.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're adjourned.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Have